Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Amman, Jordan. Al-Qaeda is still on schedule for world domination. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Jordanian journalist Fuad Hussein revealed to the world Al-Qaeda's master plan for world domination when he interviewed top Al-Qaeda leaders, including the mastermind of many terror attacks, Abu Suwab al-Zarqawi, revealing a seven-stage long-term war ending with the world coming under control of the Islamic Caliphate. World domination. Phase 3 followed the 9/11 attacks. Phase 4, expected to last from 2010 to 2013, foresees the downfall of hated Arab regimes, including Saudi Arabia and Jordan. Phase 5, to take place between 2013 and 2016, has been described as the period of the formation of a worldwide Islamic state with an Islamic army to lead the fight over non-Muslims in order to set in place global domination. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The master plan for the Islamic terror organization Al-Qaeda that calls for worldwide Islamic domination is right on schedule, but it will not come about, according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. According to published reports, the master plan for the world domination by Al-Qaeda is right on schedule. We're now watching phase 4 of the seven-stage plan taking place with the street demonstrators in the Arab capitals in the Middle East, leading the way for the downfall of hated Arab leaders, basically the moderate Arab leaders that are willing to coexist with a Jewish state in the Middle East. The Phase 4 plan also calls for an attack on oil supplies and the United States economy. Already it is evidence that the plan has been effective in Tunisia and Egypt, with Saudi Arabia and Jordan to be the next targets. Ironically, the West is downplaying these threats to take over the world by the Islamists. A student of Bible prophecy, however, would recognize what is happening as the pre-written history recorded over 2,500 years ago by the ancient Jewish prophets. Joel wrote that the largest military might ever formed on the earth will take place in the last days. It will be a massive Muslim militia, according to Joel chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Daniel, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and Jeremiah all add additional information to the end-time scenario that we can see unfolding right now. Ezekiel, however, reveals that the Muslim militia will not form this desired caliphate, a global dominion. Jesus will intercede from heaven and destroy the Al-Qaeda forces. That's Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18, through chapter 39, verse 6. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. The Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...